The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
This is WBFO. A pay hike is coming for the elected officials in Erie County government. On Thursday, Erie County legislators voted 6-5 to approve the recommendations of the Citizen Salary Review Commission that will boost the county executive's annual pay to $175,000. The sheriff's salary will jump to $150,000, the comptroller to $140,000, and the county clerk to $130,000. Supporters say the increases, which range from 25% to 47%, will make the compensation comparable to other counties around New York State. Legislators also voted to approve a 53% raise for themselves. The Buffalo News reports legislators were already receiving the fourth highest salaries for legislators in the state.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Two Buffalo men face charges in connection with a weekend shooting in South Buffalo. Police say they have arrested 25-year-old Kwanzaa Battle II and 49-year-old Kwanzaa Battle in connection with the Saturday night shooting of a 31-year-old male near the intersection of South Park and Woodside Avenues. Both have been charged with attempted murder in the second degree, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment in the first degree. And early voting in advance of Tuesday's primary continues today at 19 sites in Erie County. Yesterday, 150 people cast ballots, bringing the six-day total to 691. Early voting continues both Saturday and Sunday in Erie County.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.